أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين كذبوا بالكتاب وبما أرسلنا به رسلنا فسوف يعلمون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained further of His great Qudrat, His clear signs of His existence, of His Tawheed, of His oneness. And those very signs are the great ni'mats and favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala upon man. Further now, then Allah Ta'ala explained that how is it that people still deny and do not believe, and that very soon they will know the result of the folly of their disbelief in Allah Ta'ala. الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِمَا الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِالْكِتَابِ وَبِمَا أَرْسَلْنَا بِهِ رُسُلَنَا. وہ لوگ جنہوں نے جھٹلایا اس کتاب کو اور اس کے بھیجے ہم نے اپنے رسولوں کے ساتھ. Those people who falsified the Kitab, the Quran Sharif, and that which we had sent with our Rasuls, that is the Shariat, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, the clear signs of Allah which Allah had made manifest in those Kitabs, and the great favors of Allah Ta'ala upon mankind. Those people who denied, falsified, and that did not believe, فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ سُوْخِرْ جَانْ لَنْجَ. Very soon they will know the folly of their results, and when their actions will turn into its reaction, and the punishment of Allah Ta'ala will come. اِذِ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي آنَاقِهِمْ. جَبْ تَوْكْ پَرِنْجَ اُنْكِ گَرْدَنُوْ مَنْ. When collars will be placed around their necks. وَالسَّلَاسِيلْ or زَنْجِيرَ بِي. And then they will be chained also. يُسْحَبُونَ فِي الْحَمِيمِ. کھسیتے جائیں جلتے پانی میں. And then they will be dragged in boiling water. ثُمَّ فِي النَّارِ يُسْجَرُونَ. پھر آگ میں ان کو جھونگ دے. And then they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. ثُمَّ قِيلَ لَهُمْ. پھر ان کو کہیں. And then they will be questioned and they will be asked. اَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تُشْرِكُونَ. کہاں گئے جن کو تم شریک بتلایا کرتے تھے. Where are your false gods, those gods of yours that you used to worship and believe that they will save you from difficulty? Where are they now that they can save you? مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ اللَّهِ کے سوا. Save you from all the other gods you are believing in besides Allah Ta'ala. They will reply and says, قَالُوا ضَلُّ عَنَّا. وہ بولے وہ ہم سے چوک گئے. They will say these things are lost to us. They do what we used to believe, that they, we don't see them anywhere. We don't see them helping us. Anything of their effects we don't see at all. بل لم نكن ندعو من قبل شيئا. کوئی نہیں ہم تو پکارتے نہ تھے پہلے کسی چیز کو. And then they will lie, or they will realize their folly, and they will say that we did not worship anything else besides Allah. We did not call. They will realize, when a person realizes how stupid and how foolish he can be, he denies that he did that foolish act of his. And then they will admit that we never even ever worshipped them. كَذَلِكَ يُذِلُّ اللَّهُ الْكَافِرِينَ. اسی طرح بچھلاتا ہے اللہ منکروں کو. In this way, Allah Ta'ala makes these non-believers go astray, and they will realize the folly of their actions. They were given a fair chance in this dunya, and Allah had sent so many kitabs, so many anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, so many ulama, so many reminders in different ways, but they would not believe. ذَلِكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَفْرَحُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. یہ بدلہ اس کا جو تم اتراتے تھے زمین میں ناحق. This is all that what you used to boast about without any right to boast about it on earth. That is, in this worldly life, you acted in a very haughty and proud way. You worshipped whether it was idols of the past or technology of the modern world, whatever, but you did not worship Allah. You did not turn to Allah Ta'ala, and you are very arrogant in your ways. So today, taste of that result. وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَمْرَحُونَ. اور اس کا جو تم اکرتے تھے. And that which used to be boastful from inside. تَفْرَحُونَ. فَرَح is to show pride outwardly. And مَرَح تَمْرَحُونَ is to have inside pride within your heart. and you think you are superior than others. So these people who are engaged in things besides Allah, always they thought they were superior to the ones who believed in the oneness of Allah. Those who submitted to Allah were always looked down upon, that these people are nothing. Like even the Nabi Nuh and his followers, Nabi Lut and his followers, people regarded that these are stupid people, these are low class people, we are the top class people, we know what is happening. Even today, those engaged with the technology and with all the modern things, they feel we are above the other people. Then the result will be turned around on the day of Qiyamah. Udkhulu abwaab jahannam khalidin fiha. Dakhil ho jao darwazo mein dozakh ke sada rehne ko usme. Enter into the doors of jahannam to live in there forever and ever. Fabi'sa mathwal mutakabbirin. So kya bura thikana hai ghurur walo ka. So how bad and terrible is not the place of those who are proud. Those whose pride went to the extent that they did not even believe. And even amongst the believers, pride is that sin that until a person will not go to Jahannam and have it washed out, he will not be allowed to enter Jannah. So it is extremely necessary that a person must make full effort to remove the all pride from him. He must not have pride in any way, whether it is amongst his friends, whether it is at home with the family, whether it is with anyone, but a full effort must be made to remove the pride from a person. Pride is a killer disease, and it makes a person commit so many other sins also. And the sad part, a proud person does not admit that he's proud. He has to be diagnosed, and he has to accept the diagnosis and take the treatment. Otherwise, the punishment for pride is only the fire of Jahannam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله